In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." Isn't it remarkable that even though they were blind, the two blind men, they followed after Christ? They could not see him, and yet they followed. They sought for signs of his presence and continued after him. They did not know Christ face to face, but they trusted in what they did know about him. And they used their other senses and personal resources in pursuit of him. Brothers and sisters, is this not a metaphor, an example for our own walk of faith? As Christ said to Thomas, "Blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe." These men truly believed that Christ could help them, could heal them, could restore them to health. We have learned about Christ from the Word of God. We have partaken of him in the holy mysteries. We have sensed his reality. Perhaps we have heard his voice, felt his grace. And yet we still do not see the deeper mysteries of life in general, nor the mystery of our own life in particular. We still see, as St. Paul said, through a glass darkly, through a mirror dimly. Still the full revelation of the reality of things remains hidden from us. We do not yet see what the saints saw. We do not yet see angels. We do not yet see beyond the veil. Our sight, our spiritual sight, is limited. To me, the very gift of sight, the structure and complexity of the human eye, is enough proof that there is a Creator God who does all things well. And the animals even have more complex abilities of sight than we do, many of them. But when we speak of spiritual sight, what is it that impairs our vision? What is it that prevents us from seeing beyond, from seeing more deeply into the truth of things? Is it not our pride? Is it not pride that causes spiritual blindness? Pride leads us to play God rather than to seek God. Pride leads us to trust in ourselves rather than to trust God. Pride leads us to think we accomplish the goals of our life by our own powers rather than in seeking the will of God. Pride leads us to a know-it-all attitude where we know many things and trust our own powers of reason. But the thing we know the least when we are full of pride is ourself. When we are full of pride, the last thing we understand is what's going on within us and who we really are. Pride blinds us to self-knowledge. Pride blinds us to self-criticism. Pride blinds us to correction. The proud man's only self-criticism is that he has not yet accomplished all the great things he intends to accomplish. He has not yet fulfilled his great plans. The proud are typically sad and disappointed with life because they have not reached their lofty goals that they have set for themselves in their pride of mind. In the book Unseen Warfare, we read, it says, "When people blinded by pride meet with failures, they are astounded, like people who meet with something unexpected, and they are thrown into confusion and grow faint-hearted. For they see, fallen and prone on the ground, that image of themselves upon which they had put all their hopes and expectations." pride indeed makes an idol of the self. But it continues, a man free of pride is also disappointed when he fails, but he is not thrown into confusion and is not upset because he knows the failure came from his own human weakness, which is nothing unexpected or new to him. Humility recognizes our fundamental human weakness. St. Gregory of Sinai said, if someone dreams of reaching on high, moved by the suggestion of pride, then Satan easily enslaves him in his nets. We may even have a false pride in our spiritual achievements. We may even be proud of our orthodoxy, giving credit to ourselves rather than to God for what he has done in our life. Humility, the true way of orthodoxy, is always eye-opening. The way of humility is the true way of self-knowledge and of discernment. Humble-mindedness gives us a true vision of ourself, a true vision of the way things are, a true vision of God. And God, brothers and sisters, God can work with humility. He can't work with our pride. He can't penetrate our pride except to break it. He can't accomplish anything good with our pride except to humble it. God can work with humility. Satan is brilliant. He is brilliant and powerful and blinded by pride, and therefore is an utter failure, a failure of an archangel. Let us not follow his path. The blind Pharisees blaspheme when they accused Christ, saying in this morning's gospel, he casts out demons by the prince of demons. Blinded by pride, they could not see the Son of God working miracles before their very eyes. And their souls were lost with their condemnation at that very moment. And how perversely ironic that in the end, the blasphemers would accuse and condemn the Son of God for blasphemy. That those who accuse the Son of God of having demons would be filled with demonic pride. But the blind men followed Christ. The blind men followed Christ, knowing what they knew. Still being blind, they cried out to him for mercy. No doubt they did it more than once, if not repeatedly. The Lord Jesus, the Son of David, the Son of God incarnate, he who came to the world to save sinners, to save the people from their sins, people made in God's own image, he answered their cry. He opened their eyes. He enabled them to see what before they could not see. And they could not help but go and tell everyone about him and what he had done for them. Brothers and sisters, let us follow after Christ like the blind men. Let us seek him and cry out to him despite our not seeing everything we want to see. Let us walk in pursuit of Christ until our eyes are fully opened. He will enable us to see everything we need to see in this life if we seek him. He will reveal himself and we will praise him forevermore. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Amen.